What up, ET fam?
Yeah.
Welcome to Exploring Entrepreneurship with Empire Thoughts.
Are you ready?
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. All the way up.
What's up, ET family? It's Michelle here from Empire Thoughts, along with Hanu, the other co-founder of Empire Thoughts, and we're here to bring you Season 2, Episode 4. Now, we first of all want to make sure everyone is safe. As you can see, we are recording on Zoom right now, but if you can't see, you can click the link in the bio below, and you'll get actually a live view of us recording this episode. As you know, due to the times, we hope everyone's family is safe, everyone is safe themselves, and they are practicing social distancing during this epidemic. But we want to dive into this episode where we will be talking about some of the what entrepreneurs are doing during this time to benefit, to grow themselves and their business during this time. So I know, of course, Hanu and I are, you know, we practice multiple different things during this time just to better ourselves, better our mental strength, better our business. And we want to dive into that and what we can provide you value and letting you know what we do so you guys can better yourselves as well. So that's new. We can get everything started. So, how do you want to start?
All right. So, I mean, I think. So, what's up, guys? First of all, you know, as Rashawn said, hopefully you guys are doing well. You guys are staying safe.
Yes.
Obviously, practicing social distancing for sure. But I think what the biggest things right now that we've noticed, you know, from the previous weeks is definitely make sure your mental game is on point, right? We mm-hmm. talked about it last episode that we're trying to read every day and we're trying to progress. So I think the biggest thing in this episode is we actually want to give you like legitimate things that you can be doing, right? Like rather than saying just read, right? I'll tell you what to read, for example, right? So I think the thing that we've done, right, is take other courses, right? Like I'm not saying just making sure it's marketing related, but just business related to make sure that we're developing in all different areas. So for example, Udemy is a great place to go right now that we've used personally to make sure that we're processing everything we need to be, right? Like if you want some help in business or if you want some help in web design or you want some help in coding or if you want some help in just literally anything that you could think of, Udemy is a great way that we've been learning, right? And I think, Rashawn, you've been doing the same thing or is there something else as well? I know Udemy is definitely what I've been going to.
Yeah, Udemy is definitely dope as well. And it also has a lot of free courses on there too. So it's not just all paid mm-hmm. courses. And the paid courses are pretty cheap compared to the most of the, you know, the online courses you might see that are being marketed to you for thousands of dollars. It is pretty cheap and affordable. And especially during this time, it's kind of have your mind somewhere else because obviously there's a lot to occupy your mind at this time for you to stress about. And the fact that you're kind of indoors and secluded for so long that you might need to just get away. And I think learning a new skill, learning a new habit is actually a great way to, you know, get away and focus on something else for a little bit. No, definitely.
For sure.
Yeah.
And I think another, well, actually you go next, I guess, right? So like, what is something that you think that everyone should be doing right now?
Yeah. So another thing is we've noticed is even with Facebook ads, and I think you had a talk with Zach yesterday, which is another Facebook ad agency that we know that we're very good friends with, then that, you know, a lot of people may be scaling back their ads right now. But you actually should be ramping it up. We've noticed a lot more results, mainly because people are more home, people are cooking more. They're not on the go as much where they might not be, you know, looking at, but most people are on their phone right now. So you probably get a lot of more information back in terms of you're doing, we have a level up method, $3 per ad, where you can actually get so much more data for you to utilize, for you to scale that specific ad or that specific audience. So I think right now is a great time to get into if you're not already into Facebook ads or if you're already in it, to scale it. Don't pull back. I think right now is the time to actually scale. And if you need any additional information, you know, definitely reach out to us. But we definitely believe that right now, don't pull back. Because a lot of people have been asking us, are you guys pulling back on your ads right now due to the times? No, we're going full force ahead. So I definitely recommend that.
So, I mean, that's something that I want to talk about as well, right? Like, it kind of goes hand-in-hand. You mentioned Zach yesterday, or the call that we had yesterday, right? So, basically, you said not to pull back. And I remember talking to Zach. So, I wanted to ask you, what is your perspective on this? Because one of the things he said that businesses that he's been telling people about, right, is a lot of blogs. Like, he thinks blogs are the way to go right now in terms of making sure that you're getting active on social media, right? So, I think we can combine that in a way. Like, if you're a business owner or you're an entrepreneur right now, one of the biggest things you should be doing besides learning new skills, obviously, right, I think is honing in on the skill of digital marketing,
yep.
right? And that doesn't only include what Rashawn just said. I think it's perfect. Like, it doesn't only include just putting money in, right, into ads, but the organic method of, like, you know, putting material out there that it doesn't really have to be ads. It could just literally be a blog.
Providing value, definitely.
Yeah, literally providing value. Like, it could be blogs that you're writing out there. It could be articles that you're writing out there. It could just be pictures of you and your family to show that you have a human side, right? I think, and then I guess that carry on to the conversation I wanted to have is, basically, we had a Instagram live session with one of our friends yesterday, and as Rashawn said, his name is Zach, right? And he's running a digital marketing agency. So one of the things that he was saying, as I said, about articles and blogs is, if you put yourself out there in an organic method, it goes to show that you actually know what you're doing. But one of the things we said is that it shows that you're human, right? You're not just trying to sell people all the time. You're not just trying to put out there and trying to get money back. You're trying to show that, hey, like, we understand times are rough. We just want to give you value, right? We just want to provide you with value. And so I think it's a lot of what businesses are doing wrong right now. They're just trying to sell. But instead, they should be giving value. And then if it leads to selling, right, that's okay. You just don't push it down people's neck. And, like, you should be trying to think of discounts. You should be trying to think of ways that you could actually help people and understand that, hey, maybe you can't afford a $100 plan or $200 plan. Maybe I should just give them a $30 plan, right? So that's, like, our take on it. But what do you think about that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as you said, as a marketer, we probably think, you know, people are actually more at home, as we said right now, so they're more liable to buy. But the thing is that a lot of people are at home are because their businesses aren't open, so they're not making, you know, that money. And we're in business to help small business owners. So us providing value, it'll be a lot more helpful than us selling to them. Yes, we might benefit a lot more from selling, but I think in the long run, us providing them with value right now will probably allow us to sell even more, if you kind of get what I'm saying. So, and during their time of need, we don't want to be the type of business to, you know, to put an ad down your throat about spending $1,000. You know, we don't want to be that type of business. We want to be the business that helps you get out of the situation that you're in and get you to, you know, get to that next level and move forward. So, and, you know, us with that mindset, we would rather just provide you with value on how to, you know, get out of the situation you're in and, you know, to get to that next level, even though you might be down at the moment, provide you with a discount, whatever it is to help you. So if you need help at all, reach out to us. We're always here to help. So, and that's what we've always been about, and that's what we continue to do even during this time. So I'm glad you definitely brought that up, that, you know, providing value would be a lot more beneficial for us and for everyone else at this time. No, definitely.
So I want to kind of stick with that, right? I don't want to bullshit our promises there. So, like, for example, you know, we said that we're going to provide value, right? And in the beginning of the episode, we said that we're going to actually tell you what to do and, like, you know, actually pinpoint it rather than just say provide value. So one of the ways you guys could provide value, right, is by emailing people, right? So we always talk about this. You guys are probably tired of hearing it, but I don't understand. If you guys aren't doing it by now, you need to be doing it, right?
Yeah, go back to season one. You'll hear a lot of it too. So
yeah, for sure. So it's like email your people, right? Email the people you have on your email list and just give them stuff that they actually need to hear about, right? Like, give them tips on, for example, we'll just use our case right now. We'll give you tips on how you can digitally scale your business. We'll give you tips on how to connect better with your audience. We'll give you tips on how to actually identify your audience. We'll give you tips on how you could actually realize that maybe this ad's not working, how you can switch it up to make this ad work, right? Like, there's different scenarios. So that's an example of what we would do. You guys could be doing the same thing right now. This is what every entrepreneur and business owner should be doing during this time, during this crisis, right? Communicating with your audience, emailing your audience is definitely a way you can provide value without being annoying, because you're not, once again, you're not selling them anything, right? You're just giving them value, you're just adding on. And piggyback off what Rashawn said, after you give them value for a certain period of time, people won't forget that, right? Like, people are going to remember that piece, 100%. And then they're going to come back and be like, yeah, like, Empire Thoughts really helped me out, or like, XYZ really helped me out. I'm gonna ride with them, right? So that's one of the things. And we actually have right now a freebie where it's like you could learn our top 10 email subject lines right now. All you gotta do is click on the link below, right? And then you'll see the page where we have this exact Zoom session that we're having. It's a free download. So if you're interested, it's right there for you. Definitely go check it out.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And I think that's even great that, because yeah, as I said, we're always gonna be giving. So, and if you have any issues, or even if you have a question about the top 10 subject lines, reach out to us. We'd be more than happy. And just to also pivot off what you said, we also are going to be touching a lot on what exactly is digital marketing, because we also have a course that we have. It's completely free. So if you want the course as well, you can definitely reach out to us. But it also touched on digital marketing, getting you started. So for those who haven't been started yet, you definitely hit us up and we can get you in that course. Another thing that we're just giving away. Now, in regards to how, so I'm going to ask you just to keep things going here. So what do you think is one of our best tools that we've been using in regards to even emailing, or what tools would you suggest right now would be great for almost any business, or just to help them keep their business going and keep them afloat?
That's funny. We actually got that question yesterday. So yeah. I was talking to Elijah about this yesterday, bro. So he asked us what we were using. So what we're using right now is Kotra, right? So that's like a platform basically where it combines everything into one. So you have your funnel development, and I'll break down what funnel development is. Obviously, like if you guys don't know, right? But right now, funnel development is including Kotra. It has email marketing. You can build a bunch of different pages. Like it lets you clone and duplicate pages. And you know, you could actually set triggers and automations, and it's pretty neat, right? It's like literally all in one package. So you don't have to worry about MailChimp. You don't have to worry about, you know, having ClickFunnels and that be separated. It gives you live data on how many people are spending, actual seconds and minutes on your pages, counts the number of visitors. It's very flexible with Facebook and Instagram integrations of having pixels. So we're actually partners with them. You know, and you know, we don't want to promote anything that we don't use. Right. So we're definitely the biggest fans of them. So, I mean, that's my take on it. Do you agree, Rashawn?
Yeah, no, 100%. I think it actually, you know, it's actually the center point of our business at this moment, because we're able to it has so much tools for us to use, as he said, to where we can email customers, we can create funnels, we can create our own pages, so that landing pages, numerous amount of landing pages with countdowns and triggers. And you can pretty much monitor anything that a person does once they get to that page. So I think it's actually a great platform just for you to have in terms of communicating with your customers, and in terms of data, for you to collect data and respond to that data, even if it's Facebook marketing you're providing, I mean, you respond to that data with, or whatever it may be. I think it's a great and amazing tool. And as if you're interested, we'll definitely have a link in the page below, so you'll be able to check that out as well.
And I think, sorry to cut you off, I think one of the biggest things, because I know a lot of people use ClickFunnels.
Yeah.
Right. But I think the biggest thing with Kotra is I love the fact that they have email marketing within their system, right? Like I think it goes way more detailed into like even like the overall triggers, the automation process they have. They have broadcasting, they have sequences, so you're literally creating an actual funnel.
Yeah.
And can, actually before that, right? So a funnel. I know we said what it is. So I'll explain my definition, and maybe you want to explain your definition after, because I know some people have like different versions of how they go about it. To me, a funnel is a series of events that lead to a certain activity, right? So, for example, a series of events meaning, hey, you saw a Facebook ad, you click on this ad, you go to a landing page, right? Within that landing page, you see information about that particular ad, right? So then you like it or you don't like it, but say you do like it, you click on it, right? And you're like, it's something that leads you to another page, okay? And then that's like where you could buy something, right? Or you could see if you want to sign up for an email list or whatever it is. And once you have them in your system, right, you actually can email them. They become someone that you have constant communication with, and you have the opportunity to sell them something. So it's a series of, like, you know, events that lead to something. That's how I break down a funnel. It's a super simple concept. And if you have any help with that, like, don't even worry about it. Just hit us up. We definitely help you with that. But that's how I break down a funnel. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much the exact same thing. Example that, you know, that we've always had was the dentist example, where, you know,
for sure, you get
a free teeth whitening, and then when you go into the dentist, of course they give you an upsell of, oh, you get, you know, a cavity removed, and then after that you get another upsell. So it's pretty much a series of different offers that leads to either a larger up, you can go upsell or you could downsell
in your funnel.
But it's up to you pretty much how you want to structure your funnel depending on your business and depending on the products you have to offer. But yeah, you pretty much hit it right on. So I definitely think Kotra is very diverse. And another thing that I don't think we even touched on was that you get to even split test subject lines on your emails.
That's huge.
Yeah, like especially if you
and your landing pages, bro.
Yeah, about that too. Yeah, it's just dope. I think I would definitely recommend it to any business owner.
For sure. Also, if you guys actually, so what we've done, right, is we've actually held a Kaltura tutorial. So, for example, mm-hmm. if you guys click on the link below, as we talked about, right, it's going to take you to a landing page, and then from there, you could actually see the Zoom session we're having, plus you could, you know, get that email list that we talked about, where you get the top 10 subject line, plus you could actually use the Kaltura link that we have to sign up, right? It's $99 per month. It's dope. I promise you, you definitely will not regret it.
It is worth
it. And if you guys want, what we can do is actually help you with a tutorial, right? We have some deals where we work out with you guys, and we can literally walk you through the tutorial of how to set certain pages up, how to do the split testing. So don't even stress that. Just click on the link, and if you're interested, and we can talk about it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Make sure you guys definitely take advantage of that, because I'm telling you, it's a definitely dope tool. But yeah.
So another thing I want to kind of mention, though, right, because I know you hit on it, but go into more detail, bro. Like the $2 ad strategy, for example, right? Like you said that you could run an ad for $2 with the level up method, right?
Yeah.
Explain to them what the level up method is and let them know how we're trying to help them out with the bundle package.
Yeah. So what we're doing right now, I have an amazing deal. So we're giving you the digital marketing lead generating course, which gives you, as I said, a very, very broad but very specific at the same time basis of how to generate leads online. It walks you through how to actually create an effective Facebook ad, and then how to also, if you have a mom and pop store, also how to get you leads for people to walk in from your local community, pretty much. So, and what we're doing is we're combining that. So we give you a very, very direct basis of how to create leads, and then we give you the level up method. Where the level up method walk you through two levels. So you have level one and level two. And level one will show you how to spend about $2 per ad. So $2. And with that $2 per ad, you're trying to find that perfect audience. So you're going to test multiple different audiences to where you're going to get back data that lets you know, hey, this audience worked, but this one didn't. And then once you are completed with level one, you kind of set the criteria of which ads you want to bring to level two. In terms of if you think that 10 clicks or 50 clicks is your criteria, then everyone with 50 clicks go on to level two. And then level two is where you test your ad, which means your copy, your ad photo, if you have a headline, whatever it may be, but you switch it around, you test multiple different copies and different ads within the audience that already won from level one. And then after that, you find the perfect ad. Then at that point, you can scale, put more money into it. As I said, each of those ads are $2 each. So with that $2, you're getting back so much information. You can literally save money instead of throwing $500 into an ad that you might not know even works. You might not know if that audience work. You're able to find your perfect audience and the perfect audience that resonate with that ad. So at that point, you're able to scale and, you know, maximize the amount of ad spend you're spending on your ads. So I think it's an absolute amazing, amazing strategy that we've been used, our clients use, our students use, something that we recommend. And it's a great way for you to really understand your audience. If you don't know your audience, a lot of people might think they know your audience, but do you really know your audience is the question. So I think so it's the digital marketing course and the level up method for $29.99. And that's our crazy sale right now. So we want to make sure that you guys take advantage of that as well. Do you have anything to say about the level up method?
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit around a dot, but I think the biggest thing is, guys, like when we say $2, right, like a question you guys might have is, those who actually, you know, been following us for a while now, what is the objective you want to use for your particular ad, right? It actually doesn't matter, to be honest with you. If you want to direct them to a particular page, you can use traffic, right? You want to lead them to a sale, you would use conversions. It works either way. And the reason why we say $2 to $4 is the sweet spot, because we've done it before. And what this is really doing is it allows you to run up to 50 plus ads. And you heard Rashawn 100% accurate, right? You can run it for $2 to $4 because you're spending very little money, but you're running so many different ads that you're getting back data. And that data, once you get it, you get to analyze it. You get to realize what's working versus what's not working, right? You break it down step by step, and then you take the ad. You take the audience that you got data from. It's not a guessing game, right? You actually get real life answers from that level one to level two, and you break it down from there and you test out multiple aspects as well, right? So that's the best part about this overall level up method that we talked about, right? And I think it's a pretty good deal that we're giving right now. People are definitely interested in it. People are getting it, and we're going to get feedback on it because we've done it. And the best thing we do is if you have any questions, right? Like, just email us, guys. Like, we're not gonna, you know, just not answer you guys. We're gonna make sure that we're there to help you guys out. So, I think that overall summary is pretty accurate from what you said, bro.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's definitely a great deal. So, check it out. If you have any even questions on it, as you said, let us know. Mm-hmm. We'll definitely be answering some questions about it before you even purchase it if you have questions. So, yeah, sure. Feel free.
But I want to summarize this overall podcast episode right now, right? So, like, what should business owners and entrepreneurs be doing during this time of crisis? So, one, making sure your mental game is staying strong, like always. You know, read some books if you have to. Go meditate if you have to. And then another one, you know, make sure you're actually learning and, you know, developing the skills that you should be. So, Udemy is a great place to do that. Making sure that you're communicating with your customers or your audience, whoever it may be right now, right? By emailing them.
Yep.
And then another part, digital marketing, right? So that's huge right now. As Rashawn said, like I can't repeat, but basically, literally right now is a perfect time to put yourself in front of them, right? There's not much going on, so they're more inclined to actually listen to what you're saying, right? You're actually hitting level rates. So definitely be doing that. If you need help, we got your back. We are offering a digital marketing course as well as the level up method we just talked about, right? And this covers everything. So click on the link below, right? And if you're interested, you have the email list that you can download. You have the actual bundle package that we talked about, and you can sign up for Contra. So we're giving you three different things right now. So if I miss anything, Rashawn, jump in for sure.
No, but I think
that kind of summers up from my end.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head, you know? Even make sure you jump into Contra, too, if you're interested. Make sure you look at Contra and also providing value. Even with your ads, mm-hmm. providing value. So that's pretty much it. I think we touched on some great points here that you guys can definitely, you know, utilize. So that'll do. I mean, you can definitely check us out in the next episode. But also click the link below and make sure you guys are utilizing all the freebies and all the giveaways that we have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. We'll catch you guys on the next one. You guys stay safe, be well, and we're out.